Well, it gives it a little bit of a tempo. Like, our because we can, if there's ever enough of a lull, we can look at the TV and be like,
I'm hating it, be our new, like, intro and extra.
Don't sue us.
Oh, that's great.
Hello and welcome to The Industry is Doom. I'm Mickey.
Oh, I'm Blake.
I'm Brent.
And, has some stuff happened in news since we last recorded. Oh, God.
This may have to be the first dual part episode.
We can certainly hope that. Yeah, no, actually, it is the first dual part episode. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it has to be. It's chock full of news.
Yeah.
Chock full of.
Too much news.
Yes, we can start hyper local today.
Yes.
In that, disaster has struck.
Oh, my God. So
we're live to tell the tale.
Well, during our very brief hiatus due to things, one of the big things was a hurricane hit.
Yeah.
Quite a very large hurricane of surprising strength, and it knocked out power for a couple hundred thousand residences, and internet went down for a lot of people on like also your devices. So. It was quite chaotic, but the biggest thing that happened during it, and I mean that literally as well.
We should pause for a moment to just say it wasn't that bad.
No one was killed.
No, it was fine. We've been through worse hurricanes in the past, 20 years easily.
Oh, absolutely. And everyone was ready for it to be worse. It was more just, it was the annoying hurricane.
It was the one we got really anxious about.
Exactly. And then it just kind of...
It was the same strength as the last big one, but not as big, width-wise, and then it petered out the minute it hit land, so it was kind of a giant, super relief.
Yeah. Although, of course, we say that not being one of the people who live in the apartment buildings where the roofs flew off...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that they did not
have... To say nothing of the Bahamas.
To say nothing of the Bahamas, which were flattened. Mm-hmm. But... Halifax is very far from the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit colder up here. Storms tend to lose their power a little bit. Yeah. Knock on wood for me again.
Because sometimes they do knock something down, and sometimes that is a multi-ton crane on top of a mini skyscraper.
Just sagging over it. Even mini skyscraper is generous, but we're talking about... It Halifax, like the land that hype forgot. So.
Yeah.
It looks like the set of a superhero show.
It really does.
Like something's just crashed into the ground with concrete pieces with 2 feet sticking out. I'm just
giant
waiting for Superman
debris,
to land, run across, and be like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It looks so horrible. That one, you're right. It absolutely looks fictional.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's either for a film shoot or it's a ride.
I recently was in the public gardens, in the Victorian gardens.
Yeah.
Walking around in water and trees. And in the background, there's just a building with a draped bright yellow metal, scarf. Just like, oh, I'm just going to throw this on.
My favorite part of this story, because it puts it into such great perspective, is that I read at first, it's like a crane fell partially into the street, into South Park Street. And oh wow, thinking it fell into the street.
Yeah.
No, motherfuckers, it fell into the street. Impacted down into the earth. The street is still closed because there is a very large gouge with a slightly partially submerged crane across it.
Yeah, this is a multi-ton industrial
holy
shit crane.
It is a miracle nobody was hurt.
That we know of because we haven't moved it yet.
Well, I don't think there's any demolished buildings under it or anything. And if there are any people under there, you'd probably spray. I don't know.
Identifiable spray. There are ways we can do that.
I'm sure there would have been spray that you could see of some kind beyond it.
You'd be surprised.
Oh God! All right. Well, hopefully no one was hurt.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a real. It was a real danger because it's lucky that this occurred during a hurricane. And everyone was inside, because not only did it collapse, so the top bit draped over the building and remains draped ever so gently. the bottom half slammed into the ground and went into the ground, as you say, and the counterweight flew off of it. and landed somewhere else.
2 feet in the ground, I think it was 2 or 4.
Yeah, which, this is not the first time multi-ton objects have flown through the air in Halifax and that's not killed someone. That's like invoking
Godwin's law, okay? Local Halifax anecdotes that immediately reach for the Halifax explosion are the Hitler did it.
When you are shit Hitler of hits this the comparison. Ground,
no.
No. If it penetrates 2 feet into the ground, we're allowed to talk about the Halifax explosion. The
region, yes. I'm just going to start singing 9/11.
It's comparable.
9/11. Invoking it every 5 seconds. Are you Rudy Giuliani?
Oh, pfft.
That's terrible.
I was just going to say that. I really say that.
Just be sure if you also tied in Titanic, but you didn't, so we're good.
Exactly. Titanic or that's Volvos. Yeah.
Volvos. Oh, Volvos in the harbor.
Yeah.
VWs.
And there's Volvos.
Was it VWs? No, it was Volvos. Because we had a Volvo plant here.
And they'll last forever. We had a Volvo plant here.
We did.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's why, because they couldn't sell them or whatever. There was like an insurance / they're too much to try to get rid of, so just throw them in the harbor. And so they pushed an entire rig or something?
No, it capsized in like a storm.
Oh, that makes much more... Yes. I have heard so many different stories about that goddamn thing. It's like Herodotus. There's 5 stories. Pick the one you like the best.
Herodotus.
It's like Herodotus.
I'm glad that you don't aim, highbrow above the capacity of our general audience or your co-hosts.
Okay, so Herodotus is this Greek guy. He's called the father of history, but he's really the father of absolute bullshit. So he does 2 things really well. He includes semi-accurate details to let you know what precisely happened in an event. Like, he's a chronicler of the 300 Spartans at Thermopylae.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, he's also kind of the source of a lot of crazy nonsense. Like, he says at Thermopylae there was 1 million Persians, and they had, like, crazy beasts and shit. And he believed that there were bees that shit gold and unicorns that, all he really did is he would take every story he was told, mm-hmm. and he would include it. But if the story was boring, he would simply not.
That's hilarious.
So every story in his book, The Histories, is kind of batshit insane. I did an episode on one of them for my YouTube channel. The episode is about Harpagus and Astyages. One of those guys made the other eat his children.
This is your coverage of local events.
Yes.
I love it.
Anyway.
Not that you're a fan of going into or power of a field. No, no.
Watch my shit!
That was a good elongated.
It was plug, a long, a good very, very nice ad. Where were we? Oh yes,
oh, the we're drapery. Also sinking into the earth.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Oh, but we should talk about the crane first because not there's my some hometown. Logistical. There's some logistical nonsense about the crane first.
Oh yes. So after all this happened, residents of Halifax. I said that as Sidney Crosby was on TV. residents of Halifax may have noticed that there are many cranes up at any one time, but specifically during this hurricane, that did not topple over and nearly kill someone and are gracefully laying on a building. And there are many questions about why that is, and the crane is part of a project by a local named... Why is Jeremy Renner looking at a Jeep? I'm so broken at the moment.
This is why we don't watch Global.
Yeah, yeah. Because sudden Jeremy Renner is mind-breaking. He had a personal app that is just like updates of Jeremy Renner. Jeremy Renner updates. And they had to shut it down because like whoever started running it went insane.
And I think whoever invented that was insane.
Apparently almost every celebrity has one.
That's so fucked up.
Oh, I know. This particular project is owned by Wattie Fares, who is, while a prolific builder in the city, not quite popular.
Out of you're probably not allowed to comment on most of it.
you will hear silence.
Yeah,
from that
no,
side.
I would suggest for the well being of our conscience and general financial health. No, but I don't. Okay, I'm not the architect in the household.
Yeah.
So take this with the largest grain of salt. But most of his buildings aren't the most exciting, original, interesting looking.
If you like glass buildings, together. Cool.
I fucking hate those goddamn. What are they? They're supposed to be lighthouses. They look like Daleks. Just they're.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They do look like Daleks.
Mm-hmm, they do. But anyway,
my bank looks like a Dalek.
No, what else is he? You don't think he's like excruciatingly unpopular?
No. Well, it's more the unpopularity that you get when. You know, in any city, when you're allowed to knock down stuff people may have fond memories for, block roads for possibly years, annoy people with, like, construction sounds, possibly build units that people then overcharge rent in.
Mm.
That's not necessarily his fault.
No. See, and that's the thing. It's like, 9/10 of that is just like, I live in a city and I'm cantankerous about something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I would have you knock on wood for me just because this could happen in my own backyard, so heaven forbid.
There you go.
But no, I don't have a ton of sympathy for that stuff. Like, I like living in a city, and I like that this city is growing, and it's actually doing... It seems to be doing really well for a change.
Yeah.
It's nice. So, I'm cool with that. As for the crane, and again, I know you can't really comment on any of this over there, but, like, I know that it's going to be paid for by the public, getting rid of the crane.
Yeah, and there's the other reason that people tend to get upset at him, is that as any large developer in a city, they get access to a certain amount of assistance for projects... often from the public coffers.
This is a special case, though, I think.
Yes.
Like, I guess the reasoning behind it is, like, they can remove it of their own accord. But that's the thing. It would be a fight over whose job it is, whether it's theirs, whether it's who's...
Can I speak?
I suggest you not. Can you?
Yes.
I don't know.
Just hear me out.
Okay. So, you know.
Generally, the rules around crane operation is that the person who is operating it is the person who's responsible, because it's the simplest legalese.
So would there be, like, a subcontractor or an employee?
There is a individual.
Ooh, fuck.
Yeah, and see, that's...
For every individual crane.
And see, that's the thing. So then it comes down to, is that person insured? Are they insured enough to cover it?
Oh, they are insured up the wazoo.
All kinds of stuff. Okay. But insurance, even covering it, would take forever, and it would be a long-ass time before that crane goes over there.
Right.
It's a severe public safety hazard.
Yeah,
and to say nothing of it blocking one of the busiest streets in town.
Well, exactly. It's
so
a good
I get
thing
that
it
that's
didn't
why...
Land.
The province, I guess, declared a state of emergency in this tiny little block, and that allows them to start getting shit done, basically, on the public dime, yeah.
Well, but if it's going to be paid back by insurance, possibly, then fine. You know, I don't mind.
Oh, I doubt that's going to happen. My thing I would like to see is if it's going to be covered on the public dime, then you have a little public investigation as to what went wrong with that crane as well.
Yeah, why
we don't
that
just
one
get
fail?
To we don't just get to, like, hypothesize answers to that.
Right? And how would you like to live in West Bedford now with all those cranes looming over?
I'm generally not worried. I think it was just
I'm sure, but like, the way that people get leery about stuff.
No, but that's the thing. If we're gonna have to pay to fix it every time that happens, maybe we should find out why it happened so it doesn't happen again.
No, absolutely.
Like, we should also pay to figure out how to fix the highway outside my hometown, because apparently the government's response to it could the highway could evidently fall into the earth in a catastrophic failure equates to, we're going to launch a study into the issue. It's like, okay, every expert has already been there. Have all concluded risk of imminent failure,
well,
highway potentially falling into the earth.
They called in geologists when really they need marine biologists, because it's slowly becoming water, like it's falling.
It's just melting away.
No, but like it's going from like land to water.
It is becoming quite a large lake at this point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, so, Oxford, Nova Scotia, my hometown.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Erosion, motion.
It's not going to be there anymore.
It started, the Lions Park started sinking into a sinkhole, what, last year, I think?
Yeah. Yeah, but this has been a slow year of erosion.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently there's like...
It's been wearing on me.
There's a ribbon of gypsum under this part of the town.
Yeah.
And this park is between two lakes. So one or both of them are seeping down into the gypsum and eroding it. And so now it's just hollowing out this cavern beneath this part of the town, and it's just sinking into it.
Oh my god!
Apparently right now there's a bunch of like rubble or something that's acting as a plug below a large, or above a larger void, I presume, below. So it doesn't sound good. It sounds like it's like, let's go, the whole Lions Park could pretty much be like...
So for anyone
the
trying...
blueberry, the famous Oxford blueberry, famous in heavy air quotes... it's across the street from this, so I hope it doesn't expand too far. But the highway is not far from this, and there's
the only apparently highway.
Yeah, the Trans-Canada.
No, but the only highway.
Follow the only road. Yes. Yeah.
But if for anyone who's trying to get a picture of this, picture a giant. Giant. Is it cement or metal?
What's that?
Blueberry.
It looks like an unexploded.
I've never gotten up and knocked on it.
Yeah.
I presume it's paper mache. I don't know.
But it's an enormous blueberry. Of course, it's blue, but you know.
I like the doubling down.
Yes. Well, people have to be aware that it's not like some dark natural shade.
Someone
this shit is
purple.
Artificial blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a very creepy grin.
And
a weird crown.
Yeah, it doesn't look
the crown
like...
The makes sense.
But it's too jaunty.
It's too jaunty for a blueberry. A blueberry would be like...
All blueberries are jaunty.
So on the top layer of Earth, you have you have the sky above it, which, to my knowledge, there is no problem with the Oxford sky. You have the ugly blueberry on the ground. Directly under that, you have about a foot of solid ground. Under that
a foot.
You
it's just built out of pie crust.
It's 16 inches.
16 inches. It is staying there by habit. Under that is the new cavern where the gypsum used to be and has melted away. Then there's another 16 inches staying out of habit, and then there's hell.
I think this is where we should discuss our lack of expertise in geology or any field here.
But from there on down, it's nothing but the realm of the Prince of Darkness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the important point to remember, aside from the fact that my hometown is Sunnydale, is that the Trans-Canada follow the only road.
Yeah.
That passes right alongside this end of town.
Yeah.
The closest road that the Lions Park is actually fronting on and the Blueberry's fronting on the other side is actually the end of Main Street that is the only main connection to the highway.
I feel like the people of Oxford are suddenly going to have a lot of sympathy for people in the north.
Like the ice road
villages. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, with their tenuous connection to civilization.
What if you build a bridge that will become a... like a drawbridge.
That's actually what they're saying. No, that's actually what they're saying.
So like, as it falls away.
No, listen to me. This is one of the potential solutions, because they either have to, they're likely, because there is evidence showing already of sinkholes that have been forming under where they built the Trans-Canada.
Just of course.
Yeah, exactly. So, if that turns out to be as dangerous as some people are now starting to think it is, they're either going to have to reroute the highway, which will cost a fortune.
Yeah.
Or they're essentially going to have to build, like, a land bridge. Like, I presume, like, a metal land bridge kind of thing across this section, so that if the earth gives out under it, it'll be braced enough.
Which, no matter what, because this is Nova Scotia and that's a highway, is going to take at least a decade.
Yeah.
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 So,
It'll cost a fortune, but don't worry, it'll be a P3 project, so it'll be great for... an utter lack of corruption and total transparency.
Oh, yeah. No, this is going to make someone very rich. And at the end, the town will still be gone. But look at this brand new highway.
You'll be able to bypass it in safety.
Exactly. And isn't that what the Trans-Canada is all about?
They'll rescue the blueberry and they'll, like, mount it up overhead on the bridge as you drive past as a memorial.
Yeah, find the highest point. Put it up there. Make any local children have to climb it to reach adulthood.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Blueberry Crumble.
That's what it's called. Blueberry Crumble. It only kills 7 a year. What are you, a wuss?
I love how proud you are of that joke, by the way. I do.
Oh, it's perfect.
So yeah, natural disaster. That's about the local scene for us. Yeah. I don't think anything else is going on.
Our province is either being washed, blown, or falling away.
Mm-hmm.
But how about you? So let's go national.
We have such a long list of national. I figure we'll probably
which
have
country?
To... Oh, international is even more intense. That's what I'm saying. Is
yeah.
I think the national segment here... we'll probably have to end off this show because it will go on so goddamn long. And the next episode, I think, is probably going to be...
Just America.
International
and
as fuck.
And, yeah.
There's so much going on. Oh my god. But the national list... We actually took notes this time.
Yes, so we are following a
Take
format.
Take that, audience. We're taking your, we're taking your advice in the smallest of ways. I gotta like to tell our audience to take that.
There we go. There, are you happy? Are you happy?
Aren't you glad you're listening now? Great. Let's talk about blackface.
Oh, God.
So, there's no point in rehashing that story. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, everyone knows it, but for the Americans who do listen...
No, it was the most shared story in the world.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Briefly, anyway.
So, yeah, three instances of blackface
documented black or brown. One was Aladdin.
Yeah,
one I believe was Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, one was Aladdin, one was Harry Belafonte, and as this hour is 22 minutes noted earlier, why would you have to dress up in blackface to be Aladdin? You literally look like Disney's Aladdin.
He looks just like Disney's Aladdin, and instead he apparently like put fucking tar all over himself. He's so dark.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. I'm not as incensed as the media appears to want me to be.
I'm more frustrated. It's just
I'm frustrated
like,
by the entire tone of this election. Everybody, yeah, I'm super frustrated by that. It is moronic. And his apology of, you know, his apology of, oh, my privilege blinded me to all that shit. That's, you know what, I'm glad you acknowledged that, but two things about that. You didn't disclose it to anyone when vetted.
Yeah.
So you knew it was bad. And more importantly, you fucking hypocrite!
Yeah.
You fucking hypocrite! You utter fucking hypocrite! You poster child for hypocrisy. You have just led from your heart and your values that are all based on equality and doing the right thing and gender parity and racial harmony and integration and fixing the historic problems of our country, all the while you're not sure how many fucking times you did blackface, and you've never thought to actually fess up and start a conversation about it before it became an issue to you.
Right.
You never thought this was going to come up. Your party should be fucking furious with you. If they're not, if the knives aren't out in the Liberal Party right now...
Oh my god. Not that they haven't been out all the last couple of years to begin with, but now... My God, they actually have a valid reason.
Yep, if he gets a minority government, then they're already going to start working towards it. If he somehow manages to make it a majority, they'll just keep him.
And that's the odd thing. While the popular vote, which is meaningless in this country, let us once again say, there is no popular vote.
Mm-hmm.
While the popular vote has him and Scheer neck and neck, which is like, wow, that says something about Scheer that you can do blackface three times and people are just like, I guess
you're
that's
like, it's still not as bad as that particular bland white face.
Yeah, but when you look at seat projection, while they have lost some points, they only are in maybe majority or maybe minority. Not even like probably minority, maybe. That's all that has happened, is it went from a 40% chance of a majority, which is the highest chance of the breakdown, to a 25% chance of majority, which is still much higher than the actual chance of anything else happening.
This is what I think is going on, is the tone of the election has been so gross.
Oh, it just took a nosedive.
It was gross from the moment it was called.
Disgusting. And you knew
and
it.
Think, that's
you
the
could
thing
see it coming. You're just
you
like,
could.
Nah.
You could see it coming a mile away. And I think everyone is so disgusted that, of course, it ended up going this... Excuse the expression, going this dark. I think everyone was just exhausted already. And they're just like, gross. Of course that happened.
Yeah.
Why would I have faith in anyone involved in this disgusting process?
Exactly.
And people wonder why voters tune out.
Yeah, because you're at a point where it's just like, you know, I'd vote for almost anyone who actually did change the tone. I'm not going to vote for someone who's going to be a fucking conservative, but I
there
need someone...
There is no way in bloody hell, and it's not just because of all the homophobic shit they're bringing up right now, although that certainly doesn't help, said one of the gay men in the room.
So much of it.
But, like, aside from the empty, meaningless patter where you just criticize the liberals for everything without offering any plan, see the environment, see just about everything... Fuck you in particular on drug policy. Fuck you 1,000 times. Fuck you and your complete lack of empathy, Conservative Party. You come out and you accuse the liberals of wanting to decriminalize all drugs as if that's bad policy, and then it's not even true. I wish the liberals were espousing that as a policy.
Yeah.
But they're criticizing the liberals' expansion of safe injection sites. It went from 1 under Harper to 41 now.
Yeah.
I can see why that's stressing communities. I can see why that's raising crime rates. I can see why that's causing friction and problems.
Yeah.
But I can also see how many lives it's saving.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's still literally saving lives.
I can see how much
lives.
It lowers the risk of kids finding, like, fucking... Someone was talking about a backpack full of needles hidden under a bench. Like, and Scheer's response to this is that the conservatives are going to have a response to the opioid crisis and to drug abuse...
Yeah.
Later in the campaign, they must still be crafting it. They must still be trying to find where their compassion
is. Which is like,
or
what the hell? How are you still crafting a response
because
to
they
the
don't
opioid
care.
Crisis?
Because they don't
exactly.
care.
Exactly.
They
there
have no empathy.
Never be a response. Andrew Scheer needs to go away into a small hole forever.
Nobody thinks fucking opiate abuse is a tolerable thing at all.
No.
But you're not dealing with it, and you're not even attempting to deal with it in a healthy way, or a healthful way, for the people involved. You just want to stress their lives further by criminalizing it, making it harder for them to find help.
Exactly.
And then making their lives more painful so they turn to more drugs.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, we do absolutely mean it in the sense that Andrew Scheer clearly wants to kill people in very many various ways, especially with Stephen Harper... being the head of the IDU and helping him, he has an international group of despots and dictators that he helps keep in power through violence. These are dangerous people.
I'm not even going that far. I'm just taking it on the face of not caring about a class of people because you just decided that they're ruining their lives, so they apparently just
they don't matter. Yeah.
They don't matter. Yeah, criminalizing it... It makes interaction with the justice system more dangerous for everyone because it puts more unstable people into prisons and exposes them to people with much worse problems and worse ideas. And it's just a fucking endless cycle that hasn't worked, and you're going to use anyone's attempt to find a solution to that as something to smear another party for, and then you're going to do it incorrectly.
Incorrectly. Because
fuck
it was
you,
the Greens who said that they wanted to do that, not the Liberals. And it makes no sense that they wouldn't, they would throw that on the Greens. They could get an easy shot for their voter base by saying, oh, and the Greens are so crazy, they say this.
Yeah. And the Greens would be like, yeah, we do say that.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
But you gotta just lie about it on top of everything else. There's no way, this is the conundrum of this election. There's no way I can vote for the Conservatives.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
I'm furious with the Liberals still for lying to my face last time about it being the last election with a flawed electoral system.
Although
and yet I don't feel like I can vote NDP or Green without it being a throw of my vote away.
Yeah, and
because of the system that the Liberals refused to take away as promised.
Exactly.
It's such a piss-off, this whole election.
But also a system that, looking at that popular versus seat vote... I am willing to abuse for this year. Yeah, fuck proportional representation for this particular election, because the way the popular vote would have it, that would be a shared government between Trudeau and Harper or Scheer, and like
that would be hilarious.
That would be. I can't think of anything less.
It wouldn't have to.
It would never.
It would not have to be that. No, it would be either one of those parties backed up by. The NDP and Greens, or NDP or Greens.
And because of the way that Canadians get about politics, it would be the NDP backing up the Tories to punish the Liberals.
No, you know what it would be. It would be the ultimate hilarity. It would be the Conservatives propped up by the Bloc.
Oh,
that would
my
be great.
God.
That would be great.
Or horror upon horror, Maxime Bernier would find a way to take his one seat and pivot it into being prime minister of a one-person party by being, like, this horrible swing vote.
What are your thoughts on him being included in the debates?
I don't think he should be included in the debates. He doesn't have a seat.
That's not the criteria they use, though.
I know, but that's
it's based
that's
on
I
percentage of
be.
Voter intention.
Which, yeah, I get, but I think that you should have a seat if you're going to get an official debate to start with.
I think that's unnecessarily limiting if you've got the popular appeal. And I say that while being fully horrified that Maxime Bernier and his fucking People's Nationalist Idiocy Nazi Light Party, well, I'm horrified that they have enough support to be there. But at the same time, and I say this in full awareness of how horrifyingly this went down south.
Yeah.
Get him on stage with, at least here, it's a bunch of other people. It's not just one other person. With a bunch of other people who all significantly disagree with him and his vision for this country. And let them all explain why it's fucking wrong. And if they can't do that, then we're all fucked.
Yeah, no, that's true. But statistically, if a group is so young that they don't have anyone seated in parliament yet, then they're not at a format for going to official debates. That's
not
how they
have a manifesto.
Exactly, and that's not how they drive their base. They're still at grassroots level. You should only get into the debate format once you've gone past and once you've had to evolve into your stable ruling, systemic form.
Part of me thinks that that's a very good way to keep lunatic fringe out of the debates.
Agreed.
Part of me thinks that's unnecessary gatekeeping that stifles innovation.
It's not unnecessary gatekeeping. It's built-in gatekeeping. It's like the moose gates on the side of the highway. You can only go one way, so you have to go that way.
No, that's keeping any change out. That's a one-party state you're talking about.
But moose.
All right, Brent. Brent's been sponsored by the Chinese Communist Party for this episode alone, which again just increased our listenerhood by about fourfold.
Can we get some Huawei devices up in here?
Yeah, there's what we need to be sponsored by.
Yeah,
Huawei.
What?
Huawei. We're sponsored by what?
Who?
What?
Oh, we have so many listeners now. What else is going on nationally? I'm really obviously very mad about the Conservative Party and not so mad about blackface, but nobody seems mad about blackface.
It seems that most people of color and most, First Nations people are like, yeah, we know. It didn't surprise them, so it really hasn't obviously it's offended them deeply, but it's not like this was a surprise. They're kind of like, we've been trying to tell you this for years.
Yeah, fair point.
And all the white people are reacting kind of performatively as per their ideology.
This is what I do not enjoy. This is what I do not enjoy. All of the white people calling Trudeau a racist all of a sudden. It's like, okay, so none of his actual actions and policy matters.
Yeah.
This pageantry idiocy matters more all of a sudden.
That's why
While people who are being mocked and lampooned are telling you that it shouldn't be that way.
No, exactly. That's why my position on this is that was really fucking stupid.
Really
fucking
stupid.
Fucking moron.
It's definitely trashed Trudeau personally. I think if he wins this election now, it'll be based, almost refreshingly on what the Liberal Party stands for, policy-wise.
Exactly.
As opposed to Trudeau's now extinguished personal magnetism.
Exactly.
Extinguished. That is where we are already, I really think.
Yeah, if the first one was distinguished, this one would definitely be.
He was such a golden boy last time.
Yeah, and so, it served its horrible purpose in that sense, but still, you stupid fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the extent that I'm going to go into it, because that really is my opinion. It's just like, I'm probably still going to, I'll want you to be Prime Minister over Scheer, and statistically that's more important. You fucking idiot.
We're also super white, all of us in this room.
Yes,
so
there's that.
Can I paint a national political picture that doesn't exist, but I would love to, and I know it's
not on your face, but you can paint it.
By all means.
Elizabeth May takes a step back, not as, like, not leader, but not as the active person.
Mm.
And Megan Leslie switches to the Greens. She is currently part of the Wildlife World Wildlife.
She's part of the WWF.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, probably wrestles during the daytime.
She's on... I think I saw her against The Undertaker last month.
I think so.
It was really good. She kicked the shit out of him.
Well, she's got the panda tattoo.
As yeah, well. The panda clutch.
But, like, totally different possibility of, like, 5 years from now, I would totally go for, like, a full Green Party led by Megan Leslie as... Because, like, she's like, the Ellen Page of, like, politics.
The Ellen Page of...
Is that what you want to be? I don't know.
The Ellen Page of politics. I mean, I see exactly what you mean. Literally, she's quite Ellen Pagey, and
the earnestness is there.
Yeah.
There's nothing she's wrong doing it for the right reasons.
But, like, considering a lot of Ellen Page's most recent work, I almost feel like Ellen Page will someday be the Ellen Page of politics.
Oh, for sure.
If she wants to run, she would run
for the Greens too.
Yeah, sure. and like if she came here and ran in Halifax, she would never have to do a day's work in her life because they would re-elect her until she was dead.
Mm-hmm. I think Elizabeth May is going to be around for at least a little bit, unless she's done a bunch of blackface we don't know about. Or she gets caught with more photoshopped, reusable cups.
Yeah, that was the weirdest one.
I thought that was kind of cute.
Literally, did you hear about this? Literally, a part of the an official photo put out by the Greens was she had a drink, a recyclable drink, photoshopped into her hands.
Yeah.
And, like, why? It's decent Photoshop until you start looking at, like, around the edges, and you're like, huh.
Someone thought it was a good idea to make her look more green, because it's not the fact that she heads the Green Party and demands environmental protections all the time.
And it's not like she was holding a cup that was not recyclable. She wasn't holding anything.
Yeah.
And so they photoshopped her hands to be holding a cup that they had entered, just put in there.
They put their effort into creating a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Those people should not have jobs. That's fucked up. No, I think Elizabeth May is going to do just fine. I think she's going to be around for it, because I really would not be surprised to see a bit of a green little mini breakthrough in this election.
Because the NDP has lost their bluster.
I mean, that's the thing. As much as he was quite entertaining, Jagmeet was quite entertaining and charismatic and charming last night, and, like, he didn't say anything wrong, it's that they don't have anything as a party that is, like, anything that sounds good, I just don't believe from them. Yeah. It's not that you're lying. It's like, oh, you think you're going to accomplish that. That's adorable.
That's the thing, is it's too much past history for, and it's mostly at a provincial level for most of us across the whole country.
I just don't trust them with money.
I struggle to articulate why I do not enjoy the NDP.
That's why I immediately go to the one time I've lived under an elected NDP government.
Yep.
They gave a weapons manufacturer a third of $1 billion of public money. Nope, thank you.
You're talking Dexter?
Yes.
Just so much corporate welfare.
Yeah.
So much corporate welfare. Just, you vote as left as you can, and you get so much corporate welfare. It was so offensive.
The most neoliberal bullshit ever.
That's it. I just don't believe what they have to sell me. And the Greens, you know what? I am most concerned about the environment. I do live in one of the most low-lying provinces. Like,
yeah.
No.
But I don't trust the Greens, because they will dabble with crazy just to get power.
Aren't they anti-nuclear power?
They are. They're anti-nuclear power.
That's stupid.
They're pro herbal and homeopathic.
Oh, that's stupid.
They don't mind if you have a nationalist weird beliefs if you're kind of quiet about it.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about nationalists as in white nationalists? Or are you talking about like the Quebec separatist guy?
Both.
I have no problem with the Quebec separatist guy.
I have no problem with the Quebec separatist guy. Well, yeah. I have no problem with him because, like, that's Quebec. Mm-hmm. Quebec is a thing, and yeah, okay. But yeah, their way of handling that was atrocious.
If I could make one request from this entire election, see, this entire political year, this entire forthcoming political year, starting right now.
Yeah.
If all of us could just stop telling Quebec that they're a bunch of racists for the next 365 days, I think we could probably have a more constructive national dialogue. Just if we could just stop knee-jerk telling Quebec that they're racist, that would be super helpful.
Yes, because...
Because as fun as it is, and as much as on this very show, I enjoy expounding without knowledge or context.
Yeah.
In this particular instance, I feel pretty safe in saying that it would be slightly more helpful to just stop calling Quebec a bunch of racists.
And I am sure for the first time in Canadian history, English Canada and French Canada will get along for 1 year.
You know what? No, but we would stand a chance of getting along for 20 minutes at the end of the year based on all the things we had managed to build up dialogue-wise that did not include, well, you're just a bunch of racists.
Yes, that wouldn't at all be an awkward 20 minutes.
Awkward, fine.
Just unload on each other.
Oh my god. I'm so sick of it.
What the fuck is Scampi? What the fuck is Scampi?
Quebec made a decision, and it was Quebec's decision to make, and a lot of people don't like it, but a lot of people who really don't like it do not live in Quebec and don't know Quebec's history.
And I have no interest in moving to Quebec, so...
It's a fraught issue, sure. But that's why I don't feel that even I should super comment on it a ton. I don't live there.
Yeah, it doesn't impact me. You're not really on either side of it at all.
No. Yeah. You know what's funny is my instinct is to support it.
Yeah.
Because, you know... As I think a lot of gay men of a certain age could attest, religion was not a positive influence growing up. It was something to be suspicious of and even fearful of.
Yeah.
But so I can understand the general Quebecer's reluctance to embrace any public displays of religion.
When you're talking about, like, French national secularism, that is a very complicated...
It is.
And
it doesn't make it any less complicated to pretend that the law doesn't unfairly impact people who also generally, not always, but generally happen to be members of racial minorities in Quebec.
Exactly.
Not always, so stop just blindly fucking painting it over as you're all a bunch of racists. That is unhelpful.
Yeah, they're complicated.
The truth is everybody has biases and everybody has a history to what... of what they bring to the table, of what they're taught.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, I don't think English Canadians understand enough Quebec history to be yelling as much as a lot of people seem to be about this current law in Quebec, this law, is a law 21?
I believe so.
Mm. And I'm not even saying I do at all, but there's just been way too much knee-jerk Quebec's a bunch of racists lately. It's really starting to piss me off.
What is the law?
The law forbids any public employee, so like a school teacher or a cop, basically anyone who's not a politician in the National Assembly, because of course they exempted themselves, from wearing any religious display, religious garb. So like, and people are like, well, it doesn't include Christians, blah, blah, so it's racist, because that's apparently, everyone seems to love to equate religion and ethnicity for general dumbness reasons, I think. But yeah, it's fair to say, like, it impacts Christians the least, because you can tuck a crucifix in under your shirt.
Well, also,
wearing a turban or, like, you know, Muslim headwear kind of thing is a bit more...
There's also the thing about that large crucifix in the General Assembly.
They moved that out to the lobby, I'm down with that.
Oh yeah, I know, but, like, it's like, you know, when you're talking about that entire discussion, it's part of this. It's like,
it was lampoonery until they agreed to move that out.
Yeah.
There's a cross in the National Assembly in the main room where there was a crucifix. And yeah,
it's
they were
going to
exempt that as like a heritage thing. It's like, no, don't you dare. You fuck right off. Like, that is just the biggest sign that it really is a racial thing for you. And not even.
And
I'm
that you
it.
Have to kind of push them on that. Mm-hmm. You know. So, yeah, as usual. French and English Canada, where we don't get along.
You can't tell me that law wasn't crafted with the intent of antagonizing the relationship between Quebec and the rest of Canada.
Absolutely.
It totally was.
Yeah.
Just inflame the tensions, then, you know, you can get more of what you want.
It was like a time bomb left by the bloc before they imploded themselves. They were just like, if we're not going to get anywhere, you're not either.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. What's next?
What is next? There's so much going on in this country right now. Christ, I'm glad we made a list. We talked about a disgusting campaign. It was, I saw a couple green candidates that had made ecologically friendly lawn signs, and that made me happy, because seeing a green campaign sign on disposable plastic just kind of makes
me
really irritated. What else do we have? I can't even read my writing. I don't know, it's all been so disappointing and disheartening.
It really has. I just want this election to be over. Mm-hmm. I want an outcome that isn't Andrew Scheer, and I want to be over. These are my two things in life. If I could have one superpower, it would be the very specific superpower of being able to skip elections. Mm-hmm. Not have the country, just myself go, and suddenly I am in the future, but just on the other side of the election, and they all turn out the way I want them to instead.
I usually love a good election. Like, I usually love a fun campaign, like a really heated campaign, but this one is just
so tired.
Oh, yeah, it's disheartening.
Over it. And there's no fun politics except possibly American politics might get fun very shortly. But we'll cover that in episode 2 because we are at 45 minutes.
Oh, bye. That deserves a kitchen break if I ever heard anything that did.
Yeah, so catch us in part 2 of The Industry is Doom, and we're going to talk about possibly, hopefully, the turning of the tide.
In 2 countries at the same time.
In 2 countries at the same time. Both led by
bad-haired buffoonery.
Please, God, let this...
Bring out the clippers in both countries, both sides of the pond.
Let this become the happy ending to this ridiculous satire.
It's Tweedledum and Tweedledee both fell off the wall at the same time.
You're mixing your nursery rhymes, but I still hope it's...
But I love it. That's why I mix it. I love it. Catch us there next.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.